I'll open the conference committee on House Bill 3416. First of all...
Do you want me to go ahead and read it?
Go ahead and read the bill.
House Bill 3416B establishes the World War II Task Force to solicit private funding for the development, design, and construction of a memorial to honor Oregon's World War II veterans. It directs the task force to arrange for development, design, and construction of memorials subsequent to full funding. It defines the task force parameters. It exempts the memorial from certain land use laws and directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to maintain the memorial. This has an emergency clause. It's effective on passage.
Now, everyone knows on this panel, since we've been working on this bill on both chambers, is that there's been a minor change from A to B. And it was our understanding that that was necessary because of a status of a 501c3 status, which was our understanding. Is that yours, Chair Witt, as well?
Mr. Chairman, actually...
A jeopardy of one, I guess.
Yeah, actually, I think that was some information that may have been shared, and I'm not convinced that it's accurate. And in fact, I had asked that our council, legislative council, Marissa James, be present today to explain to us that status. And she's in the audience.
Okay.
Good afternoon, co-chairs Esquivel and Witt, and members of the committee. I'm Marissa James, and I'm from Legislative Council. So there are a lot of regulations surrounding 501c3s and how they can accept money for other organizations or other projects. If money passes through a 501c3 for some purpose that might be improper under those IRS regulations, the IRS could take action on that. However, the bill, I don't think, affects that relationship at all. As long as the Capital Foundation and the memorial planners organize their relationship in accordance with those 501c3 regulations, everything should be fine.
Any questions?
So are you saying that it didn't need to be taken out of the bill?
It's a policy decision whether the Capital Foundation should be involved or not, but I don't, whether it's in there or not, I don't think would affect the Capital Foundation's 501c3 status.
Thank you.
Senator Boquist.
I think, did Legislative Council actually have a meeting on this, right? Didn't you meet with Fred Neal and several other people and had the discussion?
Not me. Senator Boquist.
Follow-up question?
Sure.
Are you aware, I mean, did the Veterans Department, ODVA, meet with Mr. Neal? And because somebody came before our committee and testified that they needed this. This is the only bill that we moved out of our committee in the same day. We did it at the department's request. And I have a whole list of stack of emails and discussions of, you know, the need to take out the name of the foundation. And I believe Mr. Neal actually testified before the committee, so on and so forth. So you're aware of any of that information?
Co-Chairs Esquivel and Witt and Senator Boquist, I'm not.
Can you, follow-up question? Can you tell us how the amendment came about then?
Co-Chairs Esquivel and Witt and Senator Boquist, I can't really tell you how the amendment came. I don't remember, and it may be confidential.
Then,
Senator Anders.
Mr. Chair, then it sounds like that maybe the department didn't want to coordinate with the Capital Foundation and the amendment. I mean, that's what I assume.
I do
see
not.
A head shake.
I don't know.
Chair Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to make sure that we had established that this could be done without jeopardizing the 501c3 or C, whatever status it is. With that said, I have met with a representative of the Capital Foundation and asked him, okay, we have a bit of a disagreement here. How would you prefer that this be handled? And In essence, what the Capital Foundation is saying at this point, that this project is so large that they, I took it to be their preference that they not be charged with administering this.
I would, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, I do have a question, though.
Go ahead.
What if we did nothing with this? Would the project go on its own merit? I'm getting a nod yes back there, but I'm asking you as a
Chair Esquivel.
Legal.
I don't know.
That's a good, honest answer. I appreciate that, this building.
There's no provision in current statute for the project. I think there was a task force, but this is all new language that would move the project forward. So I don't know outside of statutory language what would happen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, Senator Bocas.
Follow-up question in regards to what Representative Co-Chair Witt brought out for legal counsel here. I think if you take the assumption, which I correct, I'm assuming is true, Representative Witt pointed out that the foundation may not want to be in the middle of this now. That would mean to me the bill as presently stands, amended in the Senate, which removed the foundation's name completely from it, would be the course of action if we're going to do anything. Is that to meet the intent that Representative Witt just pointed out, I believe?
Yes, Senator Boquist, yes, the current version takes the Capital Foundation out of the picture entirely.
Follow-up question?
Sure.
So then what we're really facing is a policy decision to do nothing, ignore it, let the department figure it out, or pass the bill, which will do the same thing, as the bill is written right now.
I think that's what we're leading up to.
Yes. unless you want to require the Capital Foundation to do something, then yes, that's right.
So, follow up, Mr. Chair. So, if the bill was, if the committee concurred with the existing bill as amended, it would give the stamp of the legislature that we want the memorial, we should go forward, and then the procedure to be utilized to do that would then be up to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Am I correct?
Yes, Senator Bocas, I think that's right.
Mr. Chairman, I move concurrence with the. Is that the 3416 dash, is that B? B engrossed.
Concur with the Senate amendment stated.
The present version is the B engrossed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Chair Witt, you moved then that the House concur with the Senate amendments? Over with the amendments dated on the Senate side for May 16th and repassed. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion?
As the chair in the House, I have no problem with that. Chair in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. You're going to say, remember, you're in the Senate now.
Field promotion.
That's right.
Well, you guys always say
he's moving up in the world. He's coming back to
Lori,
the House.
I've got used to being the lower chair. You, after all, invited us senators to come to this thing. Right? We were perfectly fine before, Mr. Chair. Madam Vice Chair, I think you were fine before,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. So,
okay, so anyway, is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved.
Tough crew.
Yeah. then I will.
Yep.
Let's get, you want to do it, Brad, or do you want me to carry it?
Doesn't matter. Maybe we can co-carry it if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can carry it.
Okay.
You were going to carry it anyway. So, anyway, I'll close the conference committee on House Bill 34.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, that was a...